Saturday Morning Session. Elder D. Todd Christofferson, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Firm and steadfast in the faith of Christ. To persevere firm and steadfast in the faith of Christ requires that the gospel of Jesus Christ penetrate one's heart and soul, meaning that the gospel becomes not just one of many influences in a person's life, but the defining focus of his or her life and character. Some have not yet fully received the gospel of Jesus Christ into their lives. The gospel does not yet define them. They are not yet centered in Christ. They are selective about the doctrines and commandments they will follow, and where and when they will serve in the church. By contrast, it is in keeping their covenants with exactness that those who are the elect according to the covenant avoid deception and remain firm in the faith of Christ. Most of us find ourselves at this moment on a continuum between a socially motivated participation in gospel rituals on the one hand and a fully developed Christ-like commitment to the will of God on the other. Somewhere along that continuum, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ enters into our heart and takes possession of our soul. It may not happen in an instant, but we should all be moving toward that blessed state. The temptations and tribulations we experience, plus any testing that the Lord sees fit to impose, can lead to our full conversion and healing. But this happens if, and only if, we do not harden our hearts or stiffen our necks against Him. If we remain firm and steadfast, come what may, we achieve the conversion the Savior intended when He said to Peter, "When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." A conversion so complete that it cannot be undone. The promised healing is the cleansing and sanctification of our sin-wounded souls, making us holy. I am reminded of our mother's counsel, "Eat your vegetables, it will do you good." Our mothers are right, and in the context of steadfastness in the faith, eating your vegetables is to pray constantly, to feast on the Scriptures daily, to serve and worship in the church, to worthily take the sacrament each week, to love your neighbor, and to take up your cross in obedience to God each day. See the full address at conference.lds.org. Read by Jane Wise.